growing up as a kid. Love my dad, but he could get very angry. Never ever once hit me, but he would try to put the fear in God of me, like fear of God in me, like when he was upset about stuff. And he would always try to prove certain points to me. But nothing as crazy as what this one dad did to his son trying to prove a point, trying to make a connection to him. Check this out and think about what your parents might have done too when they were trying to prove a point to you or maybe your friend or family member. 317-239-1009. Because I want you to call in and share some of those. And maybe it worked, maybe it didn't. But this guy is 45-year-old Sergey. He has a 23-year-old son, Malik, who's a heroin addict and recently got out of rehab and seemed to be clean. Looked like he was doing well. Well, last Wednesday, Sergey figured out his son was relapsing when he found his stash inside of his, like, dresser.
Oh, that's awful.
Terrible. So Sergey decided there was only one way to scare his son straight, and that was by doing all the heroin himself and intentionally overdosing.
Yikes, dude.
Whoa. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. When he got home, he saw his dad passed out, almost dead, and realized what he had done. He performed CPR and used some sort of a nasal spray to revive his dad, which is something his dad had done to revive him four times in the past. Could you imagine being that dad? And if you're listening right now, you might know somebody that's got drug problems, and you've been in that situation where you had to like save them from dying.
I can't imagine.
I couldn't even imagine that. After he did all that, he was able to revive his dad. Sergey got medical attention, and he says he felt okay the next day. But most importantly, the message got through. His son got scared straight and actually is now back in rehab getting the help that he needs. But, oh my God, I just think that's kind of extreme. Like, what if you would have died?
I don't even know. I feel like that wasn't the right decision, but maybe it was. If it worked, I guess it was. But, I mean, he almost lost his life. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, that really doesn't, I guess it proves a point, but you're not there for it.
Scary.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram. Also Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. You can join in the conversation any of those ways. I want to know, what point did your parent try to prove, or maybe your grandparent? My dad tried something, and it's because he did it that he did it to me. I never really was interested in it, but I remember my dad threatening me because my dad smoked so much. He quit eventually, but he smoked like cool cigarettes, like the Cool Camel or whatever it was, and he'd have all this like, he smoked so much he got like points. He'd have like a duffel bag and a cool hat.
Oh my,
like,
never heard of that.
Oh my God, legit, back in the day, my dad had like a cool duffel bag, like this Camel thing, but he would threaten me with like a carton of cigarettes. He's like, "You want to smoke sometime?" I don't know. You look to your dad, you look up to him, or your mom, or your whoever. You look at what they do. He's like, "You ever want to smoke a cigarette? I'll let you smoke a whole carton."
Ew.
And he always threatened me. Like, I was so afraid as a kid. Like, what if I did try a cigarette one time? My dad found out. Like, he'd make me smoke an entire carton of cigarettes, and then I would just like throw up and die everywhere.
Yeah. My dad got caught eating cigarette, or not eating. He got caught smoking a cigarette, and then his dad made him eat cigarettes until he threw up. Yeah,
made him eat the cigarette.
Yeah, like had to eat them, and so he got through about two, I think, and then he started throwing up.
I mean, that's gross, but it's, I mean, did it work though? Did your dad ever smoke again?
My parents are non-smokers, non-drinkers. Yep, so it worked.
I mean, it seems
he doesn't eat cigarettes now.
He doesn't eat them.
Yeah. It seemed to be effective. 317-239-1009. Wondering what point did your parents try to prove, and did it work? Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, did you or your parents try to prove a point?
No, it was actually what I did to my nieces and my nephew a couple Christmases ago. They were complaining about what they got for Christmas, so my then husband and I bagged it all up and took it to the neighbors.
Ooh.
And yeah, and we did not ask for them back, so they didn't have anything after that because they were complaining about everything. And then after that, every other holiday, they've been very grateful for what they get. So it worked.
So you say it worked. You stand by your decision to try to prove that point.
100%.
Have you seen that Vine of the parents trying to teach the kid to be thankful? So they wrap up an avocado, and then the kid's like, "An avocado! Thanks!"
Yeah, I've seen that's pretty funny. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. That's exactly what we're talking about. That's a point that you proved, and it worked out. I don't think the dad doing the heroin to prove it to his son necessarily was the best way to do it, but I guess that worked out too. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram.